Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Good afternoon. Brad Young sitting in for Annie Fry today on 97.1 FM Talk. And I have to mention before we go any further with the rest of the show that in the last hour, we had someone on our YouTube live chat post that Anchorman intro takes on a whole new dimension when there's three dudes.
Which I've never thought about until they said that. It's very true. If you're just tuning in for the first time and you hear that and you go, oh, this is a bunch of guys talking. You go, man, yeah. Okay, all right. Really owning it.
Which one's three? Annie?
Yeah. Well, that too, yeah.
Annie's got a very husky voice, apparently. But yeah, it takes on a whole new dimension with three dudes in the studio. So thank you very much for the poster on that one. And if you want to be a part of this show, you can go to the YouTube live chat. And Mr. Range, I think you said you just go in and type in Annie Fry.
Yeah, if you go to youtube.com/@AnnieFry, or you can go to youtube.com and search Annie Fry in the search bar, and our live stream will pop up. You can go there, click on the live stream. The poll will be one of the options in the chat. Vote on the poll, and then tell us why you voted the way you voted in the chat.
Excellent. And listen, I've got my show over on Camo X, and I have a very robust texting with the show, but the folks who text into the show, they can't see what other people are texting about. So that's what I love about filling in for Annie is that you have such a robust way for the audience to participate in the show.
Yeah, this is almost like a secret club. We don't want it to be secret. We want everybody to come and join, but the chat, everybody interacts with everybody. They have conversations. It's like a party almost in there.
It is. And I'm reading, I've got it right here next to me. I'm reading all of the posts that come in. And during the commercial breaks, we marvel at some of the wisdom. We laugh at some of the idiocy. But it's all entertaining.
There's some good jokes in there, too.
They're very good jokes. So anyway, that is a great part of the show. And thank you for participating. Because as Ryan Wiggins and I were talking during the break, there's no other medium where the audience gets to participate literally in the content and the direction of the show like this show. You can't do it with a podcast. You can't do it with streaming. You can't do it with television. You can't do it with any other medium but this. And that really makes this different than any other medium out there.
Would you say that it was genius that I said that?
I think that you...
Listen, we still have to get his head out of this studio
after
the show, so...
No, I think it would be that you were commenting on something that a genius said, because I think you were responding to what I was talking about.
I think you're right, yeah.
But Ryan's like, but game recognizes game, so. Okay.
Right, yeah. Genius is a genius.
Birds of a feather, right? Right. There you go. So one of the other things, speaking of birds, I want to mention this because I'm an Eagle Scout.
Are you?
I am an Eagle Scout, became an Eagle Scout when I was 17. And I was involved in scouting my entire childhood. And I loved every bit of it because there was nothing about scouting. Let me rephrase it. Everything about scouting to me was part of character building, whether it was leadership qualities, whether it was learning that a group of five individuals working together can do more than five individuals working apart. And so it taught me the concept of synergy. It taught me how to motivate people to work. I mean, I'm running a law firm now. I've got to work with my employees. I've got to keep them happy. I have to motivate them to be productive. I have to correct them when they're wrong. And so that was a life skill that was applicable to being a dad, to being a husband, to working in church committees at my church, wherever it might be in any interaction with people. There needs to be leadership, the ability to work together as a team, the ability to receive instruction from a supervisor. In my instance, was the scoutmaster. I was the senior patrol leader for many, many years. So all of those, I'm just mentioning that because I love scouting. I got a lot out of it. And the last few years have been tough on the Boy Scouts of America. And they announced just this week that they are changing their name.
Yeah, I've heard about this.
Effective this week. And actually, it doesn't start until next year. But right now, they've already started the rebranding process. And instead of being the Boy Scouts of America, they're simply going to be called Scouting America. And in the press release from Scouting America, it says that there are currently 176,000 girls and young women that are currently in scouting, and 6,000 have earned the rank of Eagle. And now they're just going to drop the whole Boy Scouts moniker and be simply Scouting America. What do you think about that?
I think that it is a larger conversation about gender ideology, and it cracks me up when I hear leftists say, and I mean prominent people on the left sometimes will say, why do you have such a problem with just letting somebody express their gender in the way that they want? They try to reduce the argument to that when clearly that is not the point.
Yeah, not at all.
That is not the point of the conversations that we have almost ever. You know, in not just the show, but like people don't have that conversation. They're having conversations about these kind of things because the point of gender ideology and transformation is not just for individuals. It is to transform society. It is to change institutions like this. And it's a great example of the way that the ideology works in. And then you have to kind of remold the whole system around the ideology.
Yes.
And this is exactly that.
Yes. And this is, from the left's perspective, an example of why they do what they do.
Yes.
That's why the protesters are burning down buildings. That's why protesters are taking over college campuses, to make the organizations of our society mold around their ideology instead of the ideology that currently exists.
Exactly. And so it is transformative social ideology that is the reason we talk about it.
Yes.
I saw a guy walking down. I kid you not. Before the show started, I went out and grabbed Taco Bell. I'm sitting there talking to a buddy of mine, and I see a guy walk by on the streets of St. Louis, and he was wearing cowboy boots and jeans with lots of holes in them, like really, really tight, skinny jeans with lots of holes in them. It was meant to look kind of like cool, but also a little provocative, and a very feminine shirt. And he had no hair, but he had like lots of female makeup on. And I found myself not thinking about it at all. Like it wasn't mm-hmm. until about 15 minutes later that I thought, I didn't even respond to that in my head.
Yes.
Like it was just like, I don't care what you personally are doing. I mean, it's a little different. So that's why it like noted in the back of my brain. But at the time, like I didn't stop the conversation to go, hey, look at that guy.
Right.
I just was having a conversation. It didn't even register until later when I went, it registered that it didn't register.
Yes.
And I think that's where we are, is we're going, look, people's personal preferences is not almost ever what we're talking about here. We're always talking about the way that it's thrust into, like we were just saying, full systems to radically change the way our society operates. Well, that's absolutely the reason we talk about
it. One of the things that I cannot get my head around is for the party that is always celebrating and touting and saying diversity is our strength, their absolute efforts to remove any sort of diversity or differences between boys and girls.
Yes.
I don't understand why, like, there's the Girl Scouts.
Correct.
Why do we need to allow girls into the Boy Scouts? The reality of the situation is, and you guys can whine and moan and wail all you want, the reality of the situation is there are differences between boys and girls. Even at a young age, they're different. They go after different things. They're attracted to different things. They're interested by different things. And you need to approach talking to and teaching and growing and maturing these young people in different ways. I am not going to raise a daughter the same way I'm going to raise a son. They're different.
Yes, they are.
But what the left is proposing, and by letting girls join the Boy Scouts, which I think completely undercuts Girl Scouts.
It does. And they're not happy about this change, by the way.
Oh, that's interesting.
They are not
that.
Happy.
By doing that, what they're essentially saying is there's no difference between you guys.
Correct.
How is that diversity?
It's not. It's homogenization is what it is, which is a difficult word to say, by the way.
I go through this and I look at all the different types of ways that you can look at this. And the only thing that I come up with is this is just a way to undercut the system, to blow the system up, to make it completely collapse in on itself. And I don't understand what the desired outcome is or what are they going to try to rebuild after they make everything collapse. But I feel like this sort of thing is really malicious. And they're able to get away with it because I listened to the CEO of the Scouts talk about why they did this. And he's like, we just want to be inclusive. I think that this guy is somebody that has good intentions, but is just completely getting snowballed and steamrolled by people who have bad intentions. And he's just going along
with
it.
And he's trying to make the organization continue to exist instead of simply collapse. But, you know, when I was in scouting, and I spent a long time in scouting, and I've that's why I prefaced it by saying I was in every leadership position that scouting has. Except a scoutmaster. That's the only thing I wasn't. But in doing all of those activities, whether it was a patrol leader or a senior patrol leader or the person who was the executive over the senior patrol leader, I was in all those positions. It worked because there was something called esprit de corps. That's a concept. That's what the Marines, that's what the Army tries to foster, where you have a spirit of brotherhood where you work together towards a common goal. I can tell you right now, as a 15, 16, and a 17-year-old guy in Boy Scouts, if there would have been girls in there, I just would have been showing off for the girls. I mean, let's just be honest, okay? Kids are morons at that age, and they're really only interested in one thing. I'm just being honest, right? There's no point in sugarcoating it. That's the way it is. And instead of working together, I would have been trying to impress the girls, show them how smart I am, show them how strong I am. It would have completely changed the dynamic of scouting, which was about building character. And it would have actually introduced into scouting something that would have been negative regarding my character. I mean, listen, when we were at Boy Scout camp, all we did was talk about how we got to sneak over to the Girl Scout camp, which was across the lake. But we were still together and doing activities together. And introducing girls into that, number one, I think destroys that entire synergy that comes from scouting. And number two, changing their name is, to me, it's a waving the flag of defeat, that we can't fight the culture, we can't fight this momentum, so we're just going to give in, change our name, and try to stay afloat in this world of toxic wokeness.
That's what's so sad about where we've gotten, is that there are a lot of people for the last 20 years or so who have no interest in politics, no interest in rocking the boat. They don't want to be a part of the progressive movement. They don't want to be a part of a conservative movement. They just don't want to be a part of it.
Right.
But they've been forced to take a side because everything is being, you have to make these decisions all the time now. And if you don't make a decision now, that is making a decision.
That's making decisions.
Yes, right. No decision is a decision.
It's one of the reasons why I do believe that COVID was a big wake-up call for people. I think that this Biden presidency has been a big wake-up call for people, that if you just kind of follow the stream of the world, it's going to take you places that you don't want.
Yes.
That you have to paddle. You can't just sort of kick your feet up and relax. You're going to have to do something, whether you like it or not.
Absolutely. And to me, I'm just disappointed because I know personally what I got out of scouting. And I've got three daughters, so that Boy Scouts wasn't an option for me, for my kids. But boys who are going into scouting now will never have the opportunity that I had to build leadership skills, to build character, and to understand interrelationships before you interject the idea of testosterone and trying to deal with women. You've got to have that foundation of character first, and I'm just disappointed. And I think America as a whole is going to be less because of the demise of the Boy Scouts of America. Mm-hmm.
Some of the most patriotic people I know were Eagle Scouts.
Yes.
And they're very competent people. They actually, I think, of the few that I know, most of them ended up in the military. Mm-hmm. And they are, like, so, so devoted to the country and the cause. And it's heartwarming. And when you see something like this and you go, you know, it's just attempting to kind of tear away those foundations. I mean, that's the whole point of it,
of course,
is to remove those things that it just makes you sad and it makes you say, well, then somebody's got to stand up. And right. That's what there are other great alternatives to the Boy Scouts now, probably because of all this.
Correct.
That's been happening.
But one of the things that I don't want you guys to overlook is the loss of what Boy Scouts creates. You know, you were talking about the leadership, Brad, you were talking about the leadership skills that you learned. Boy Scouts created mature young men that could lead the country.
Yeah.
And they're attacking the organization and removing that.
Correct. And they will not have that opportunity to become the leaders of tomorrow if their training process to become those mm-hmm. leaders is thwarted. And that's what the demise of the Boy Scouts has done. Hey, we're going to take a break here. When we come back, speaking of this theme that we've kind of got going here, gentlemen, about the point of overriding the cultural norms of society, the Post-Dispatch, I almost never agree with the Post-Dispatch. The editorial board of the Post-Dispatch came out with an opinion regarding Board of Aldermen President Megan Green and her protest activities, and I shockingly, wholeheartedly endorse this opinion from the editorial board of the Post-Dispatch. We'll break that down next on the Annie Fry Show, 97.1 FM Talk. Blame it on the sunshine. I don't blame it on moonlight.
I don't blame it on this. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.